Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crib, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Hello! What a big day we have in store for you today. It is,
come on, Giannis,
Will Ferrell's birthday, and we are going to talk about that for 4 hours. 59 years old today, Will Ferrell. Jimmy said to me before the show, you'd have to put Talladega Nights on his Mount Rushmore, and I said, that kind of goes to show you he doesn't have very many good movies, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of where it goes.
He has some funny movies.
I mean, they're okay. Really, though, today is a big day. Giannis will be introduced as the newest member of the Miami Heat. I mean, watching him get off the plane yesterday in Miami, watching him at the facility. Solana is boots on the ground right now. I'm in the studio in Miami with Jimmy. Crowder's at his home studio in Davie. And you're in Davie or Plantation?
Davie. Don't disrespect Davie.
I know you take a lot of pride in Davie.
Davie, son.
I know you do. I take an enormous amount of pride in Boca Raton. I know you take an enormous amount of pride in Davie.
15 years in Davie. I love Davie.
And I know Solana takes an enormous amount of pride in, where are you from, Hialeah?
Hialeah. He's an Argentinian in Hialeah.
No, he is boots on the ground. He is in the epicenter of the biggest announcement since. Did they do a Jimmy Butler announcement?
Yeah, they held a press conference for Jimmy Butler.
This feels bigger than that, doesn't it?
For sure, it is. It's not even close. Yeah. It's massive. This trumps that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Jimmy was. We didn't know what Jimmy was going to be. No one in the NBA really knew what Jimmy was. Everyone knows Giannis is a top five NBA player. So
yeah,
there's all these memes going around. Spo was, there's all these photographs of Giannis and Spo today, but there's one where Spo is just looking at Giannis and he is smiling like ear to ear, grinning ear to ear. And people are saying Spo hasn't looked this happy in 10 years. Like, he is excited.
He's strategizing right now what he's going to do in the beginning of the third quarter.
Solana wearing something similar to what LeBron wore at the decision 16 years ago, right?
You picked that shirt?
It's a checkered button-down shirt. It is similar to what LeBron was wearing 16 years ago, no?
It's green, not red.
No, understood, but the style.
For sure. It's a checkered shirt. It's a patterned checkered shirt, and I'm manifesting LeBron James to the Miami Heat. I am absolutely manifesting it via my wardrobe.
All right. Well, I hope you're right.
I'm going to put you in the back, guaranteed.
We are going to air the Giannis press conference live at 3:00, or as best that we can. I mean, a lot of stuff can go wrong, but we're going to try. We're going to try to air it live. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us this hour. By the way, I was texting with him. I don't know if it was yesterday's show or the show before. We were talking about whether black people like the movie or like the TV show Sopranos. And then he texted me and he's like, hey, why don't you bring me on? I'm like, okay, I got to ask you about Sopranos, Kraft Mac and Cheese, National Hot Dog Day, and certainly we can talk a little Dolphins with him as well.
That's guaranteed. You think OG, how we know OG, eat mac and cheese for dinner?
I'm not saying that he himself would sit down with Kraft Mac and Cheese as a meal, but I think he's a fair arbiter as to whether Kraft Mac and Cheese can be a meal.
No. Nope. Protein.
Yeah, there's cheese. Cheese has protein.
No, I know it does, but that's not black people protein. We need
No. Black people, white people.
We need animal meat.
Protein is the same protein. It doesn't matter if it's in a powder. It doesn't matter if it's in meat. Protein is protein.
We need animal meat in our meals. We'll see. OG's coming on, 20 minutes? Yeah. We'll figure it out.
There's a tweet from Dave McMenamin. Now, he has been, part of the LeBron orbit forever. And obviously covers the NBA for ESPN. So this podcast taping that LeBron is doing right now at the Fanatics Fest in New York. What theater is that going on at, Jimmy? Nah, don't worry about it. the podcast that LeBron is taping right now with Tyrese Halliburton, by the way. It's normally Steve Nash who does the podcast with LeBron. He's unavailable. So it's Tyrese Halliburton filling in. And Dave McMenamin tweeted out, Tyrese Halliburton attempted to ask LeBron James about his decision early on in the program, and James did not bite, saying, quote, didn't we already talk about this in the back? Halliburton acquiesced and said, I'll leave it alone.
LeBron wants everybody to ask him to the prom.
Covering it on ESPN, as we started the show at 2, they had Shams' list of where, he thinks LeBron might end up. He had Cleveland 1, Miami 2. But it was like, in the red breaking news thing, LeBron still no decision, free agency enters week 2, something like that. I ain't hating on it. I like drama. I like drama with my sports. So I ain't hating on it. He is a master of doing this. What I would take issue with is when he will inevitably say, oh, I didn't know people were that interested in that, and I wasn't doing it because it was creating drama. That's the part I take issue with. The part I take issue with is Dwayne Wade with a tweet that has double meaning, but they send it out in the midst of something that everyone is talking about. It's like, hey, if you like it, you like it. Like, that's cool. Like, you like the drama, you like the swirl, lean into it. I lean into it with the Girl Scout cookies. Just lean into it. But
what's your favorite soap opera?
My favorite soap opera, and I'm including like Sopranos and stuff because I didn't watch the daytime soaps. But like my favorite probably of all time. Let me think about this. I'm gonna go maybe Melrose Place.
Really?
Was the best cliffhangers week after week after week.
Better than Betty La Fea?
Better than Betty La Fea. You are correct.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but I just know both of my grandmas that I knew.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
What you want?
The Edge of Night.
No, never heard that.
Oh. Because they love the daytime soaps, I'm guessing. Because the older grandmas, they love the daytime soaps. Because my grandma used to love The Edge of Night. I remember just going, I was at her, if I ever had to sleep at Grandma Faye's house, whatever happened the next day, I knew I was going to be in front of the TV for The Edge of Night.
Yeah.
What did they like? Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
LeBron is a Days of Our Lives type guy. Mm-hmm. He wants to cliffhang every single day. He's enjoying Tyrese Halliburton's question. He's enjoying the memes. He's enjoying the tweets. He's enjoying this. And it might be his last time. I know we disagree on this. I think this is his last, quote unquote, the decision to make it. He loves the soap opera of life. He loves being the center of attention.
And I don't hate on that. I'm all for it. I like that. If I was in that spot, I'd like it. What I wouldn't do is tell everyone constantly I don't like that. That's the only issue that I have. If you enjoy that, I enjoy that. I like that stuff. That's fun to me.
Yeah.
But acknowledge that, hey, yeah, I like to create a little drama. Nothing wrong with a little drama.
The guy that wakes up like y'all do at 3 a.m. to take that old man, you know, bathroom break.
Yeah.
And check your phone. Don't act like you're not checking your phone at 3 a.m. I don't. Y'all do.
Oh, I
don't act like
sure
you're
do.
Not
if
checking
I
your
get
phone at 3
up, I don't care. Sometimes I don't even feel like getting up to go to the bathroom. So I'll just check my phone.
You know, I keep a bottle next to my bed.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. All right, because we want to have time with Aronde, and then we want to make sure that we're on time for the Giannis introductions. Today really is going to be a fun day, so let's begin here with headlines. Solana is at the Kaseya Center. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
There's so much to get to, man. Like, there really is. First and foremost, I'd like to report here live that the Miami Heat media meal for lunch today, because there's like a doubleheader today, is the way I'm describing it. You get Bobby Portis. That's your first
game. Were you there for him?
I was here. I didn't end up. I was setting up, and I was just kind of chatting back here, and I watch it on YouTube.
Sometimes you don't watch the opening act when you get to a concert. I know the feeling.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But Bobby was great. He said the Heat has always been his favorite team. I think the quote was, "I was born to be a Heatle," which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's clearly happy to be here, clearly invested in being a member of the Miami Heat. But with Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, coming to South Florida, the media meal today, I sent you guys video, is Greek food.
I love that.
Bobby Portis is from Arkansas.
So
he's not eating lamb meatballs.
Oh, what are you talking about? Everybody likes Greek food.
What's Greek food?
Isn't that like gyros?
Yeah, gyros. I had a little chicken souvlaki myself.
There's a great souvlaki place right by where I live. I love souvlaki. Yeah. You don't like tzatziki sauce?
Yeah, I love tzatziki.
That's that cucumber dip?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's garbage.
What? You don't like tzatziki sauce?
Is that the cucumber white dip?
It's the white sauce. I don't know what's in it because I don't make it. But I'm telling you, if you can't find some enjoyment out of some shaved meat in a pita pocket style thing with some tzatziki sauce on it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Solana has on a tzatziki shirt.
You don't like tzatziki sauce? You have to.
No, I'm really not a fan.
Come on.
Why?
I do it. My wife loves it's Mediterranean, right?
Yeah.
My wife loves Mediterranean food, and they bring that little cream cheese with the green peppers and whatever it is in it. It's just not good.
Let me ask Claude.
All right.
What is in tzatziki sauce?
Tzatziki is a Greek sauce made with Greek yogurt, cucumber, garlic, and herbs like dill. It's creamy and tangy with a fresh taste. Super popular with grilled meats, falafel, or as a dip. Have you had it before?
We'll get to know each other later. I got to go.
He's trying to holler at you.
He was shooting at me, and I got to tell you, it was nice to be nice to have someone interested in me.
That was game. Goodness, Claude.
You know what, Claude? I think I'm going to hold the phone down here. Hello, where am I? I didn't realize that it had cucumber and dill in there because I'm not a fan of either. But I love tzatziki sauce.
And I know it's cucumber. Dill is that little green.
Yeah, I don't like dill at all. Lori loves to put dill in stuff, and I think that is the most repulsive seasoning that you can add to anything.
I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. That Mediterranean menu, I'm not a big fan. My wife loves it. We'll go to the restaurants. I'll eat it, but I would never pick Mediterranean.
That's because you're uncultured. You have like an underdeveloped palate.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Look at your shirt.
Yeah. You really do. You have an underdeveloped palate. I mean, I had some lemon Greek potatoes just now. Threw some tzatziki on that. I had
fantastic.
A little chicken souvlaki. I threw some tzatziki on that. I had a couple of slices of pita bread. I threw some tzatziki on that as well. I mean, they were throwing it down with the tzatziki.
Yeah. Oh, so it's Greek hot sauce.
And look at this. They even gave us like a little goodie bag.
Oh?
Yeah, hold on. Let me
What's in there? Open
this up. Burlap.
Look at this.
Burlap.
Theos. Limited edition, extra virgin tzatziki. No, I'm joking. Extra virgin olive oil.
Wow.
That's look at
really
that,
cool.
Man. Yeah, this Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I tell you what. Crowder's right, though. Burlap is making a comeback. You know, I was in the textile. My dad was in the textile business. I was a kid. I was very familiar with burlap. It's a tough sell, burlap.
To say. That's the first burlap sale they made in years.
Tell you what, man, you can move cotton, poly, collie cotton blends, like I mean, all that stuff. But man, burlap is a tough sell. You really got to put some weeks in.
You want to itch all day?
Felt, even felt. You can move denim, you can move, but you get to burlap. That is a tough sell.
Make a burlap shirt. Ruin your day.
More of a corduroy guy myself, to be honest.
Corduroy.
There's no D at the end?
There is no D at the end.
Your shirt got a D on it. Your shirt is terrible.
Claude's got a D on it. Mine.
You decided to wear that shirt to Giannis's introduction.
I don't understand, Crowder. It's just a normal button down. Not everybody
that
walks
shirt
around
is garbage.
Not everybody walks around in black t-shirts that you got gifted from the Pivot from Ryan Clark, who paid for them. Walmart brand shorts that you've had since you played for the Miami Dolphins, socks with holes in them, and Crocs. Sorry, I didn't show up to the Giannis press conference the way you just do everything in your entire life, dressed like that.
All right,
big day for the Heat. I'm going to wear this shirt.
It's a good shirt.
There is no one there wearing a checkered shirt. There cannot be.
What's that emblem?
There's two people. It's Ralph Lauren, bro. What are you talking about? What's that emblem? What are you talking about? What's that
emblem? That's a little horse.
That's a little horse with a little dude playing polo right on top of it.
That's a donkey with a raccoon.
I want to know who else is wearing a checkered shirt.
I'll take pictures. I got you. I'll take pictures. So what do you guys think? Is Steve Kerr lying? Is Steve Kerr trolling? Is Steve Kerr being truthful? Because somebody got a video of him at a traffic stop yesterday, or just stopped in traffic, and they yell out, "We want LeBron." And he said, "Oh, we got him."
Playing to the crowd.
Is he? I don't know. Like, why would Steve Kerr care? I almost feel like Steve Kerr was giving some people in the car a moment. We got him. And then he said, "Hey, don't put that on Twitter," which they promptly put on Twitter. I don't know. I saw that yesterday and I was like, man, because I don't know, like, why would you yell "we got him" other than "yeah, we sure could," or like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you yell "we got him"?
to play into that crowd. To play the excitement.
Maybe.
I don't think. Yeah. Like you're saying, I think it was I wouldn't have responded that way, but to play into the crowd.
I don't know. That made me a little queasy yesterday, though. I'm not going to lie.
That made me think, because there was something else that I sent you guys that had happened yesterday with, PTI was putting up their podcast descriptions. And they accidentally put up the following day's podcast, which would be today, by the way, the following day's podcast description, and it said what was behind LeBron's shocking decision to go to Golden State. That's what they, and then they took it down because people saw that. What are they doing? Now, again, much like Ira Winderman has told us, he's got a column written before things happen, even if they're never going to happen. The PTI podcast people could have six different podcasts ready to go. LeBron chose what's behind his shocking decision to return to Miami? What's behind his shocking decision to return to Cleveland? So could be that, but that little tidbit combined with the Steve Kerr thing made me think yesterday. But that's why I love this. This is Melrose Place. I love Melrose Place.
Oh, days of our lives.
Love it.
Were you going to move in with Steph, Porzingis, and Draymond? Or you going to move in with Bam and Giannis?
I think Giannis, by the way. I'm just going based off that tzatziki sauce I had. That stuff is delicious, man.
I know. Don't show Giannis that shirt.
Do you have any questions prepared for him? You want to bounce him off us?
Oh, goodness.
You want to bounce him off us?
Why do you guys have to ruin this day for me?
I'm not. I'm excited for this day. I'm not. I like your shirt.
I'm self-conscious about my shirt.
I just said the shirt looked like the LeBron shirt from 16 years ago, which we made fun of on this show.
Who do you think I could go up to? For everybody's here, to who's who. What media member here do you think I could go up to ask, hey, do you have another shirt I can borrow? I don't feel comfortable wearing this shirt.
Yeah, ask someone, would you mind switching shirts with me?
Should I ask Cuño?
No.
Should I ask Cuño?
Yeah, ask Cuño if he'll...
Is that a raccoon riding a donkey?
Go, go up to Cuño and say, hey, no joke. Hawk and Crowder were kind of getting on me for this shirt, and I've got to do 4 hours of radio with them today. Will you switch shirts with me?
Yeah.
And just see what he says. See what he says.
Okay. Yeah. I'll ask him for sure. The problem is.
You want to role play? Like, you want me to play Giannis and you ask a question? I'm at the podium.
Yeah, there we go. I like this.
The man in the shirt.
with the donkey shirt.
Man in the shirt.
Yes, Giannis, just wondering, what are your top three food items you put tzatziki on?
All right, perfect. All right, so you are ready for it. Okay, I thought I might rattle you, okay. But you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We locked in.
Yes, Make-A-Wish child in the shirt. And I applaud you, the Heat, for putting this together.
What is up, buddy? Hey, big man.
Would you like to sit on my lap and ask me the question?
Don't be shy.
There's no shot I'm making it till 6 today on this show.
Oh, boy, is that some tzatziki on your pants, or are you just excited for me to be here? All right, anything else? Because I want to have enough time with Rondé, and I want to have enough time for the Giannis presser.
The Marlins are back at it tomorrow. Today's Thursday, so the Marlins are back at it tomorrow. They're going to be in Milwaukee following the All-Star break. And yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo set to be introduced in about half an hour. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 92 degrees. I had to walk from P2 parking garage to the command center, which is maybe a 30-second walk. And I sweat the entire way.
Well, that shirt doesn't breathe either. Right? Okay, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing Contracting.
Green hose heat.
Helping homeowners. It's just a normal shirt. I don't understand what you guys are doing. It's a normal button-down shirt. Totally normal.
That's what makes it polo. That's what makes it funnier.
That green hose heat. Shirt is garbage.
Helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Imagine if you'd worn just a normal cotton shirt. You'd have been fine while I'm walking from the parking lot.
What a low box.
Speaking of heat, Jimmy, can we get it cooler in here? It is hot as hell in this studio. Can we do something about that? Rondé Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Any sandwich oblong is going to be better than a circular sandwich. That's just facts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Ronde Gadsden is going to join us in a moment. We have a chance for you to win VIP tickets to Gulfstream Park's Taste at the Track, Tacos and Tequila. That is Saturday, July 25th. And for your chance to win... go to WQAM.com and click on contests and you can enter right there. Gulfstream Park Summer Racing takes an exciting turn. They have live racing every Monday now through August 31st. So live racing Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays. Ronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a beloved former Dolphin wide receiver. And of course, we now keep a close eye on the Chargers as well, because Ronde the second will be entering his second season as their tight end, his first season under their new offensive coordinator, who happens to be Mike McDaniel. But Ronde is with us now. OG, we have a few show questions that we need to go over with you from the last couple of days, all right?
All right, let's do it.
All right. First off, and you know what this was because I texted you, but Crowder said black people don't like the television series Sopranos.
Nope.
And I texted you, and tell me your answer. Tell everybody your answer and your reasoning.
I think it's like 50-50. You know, if it's on, then I watch it, but I'm not going to, you know, turn it on. And the reason is we don't have anybody that we can relate to in the show. There's no Pookie or Ray Ray or, you know, some high profile anybody. It's, you know, it's just, it ain't nobody.
Are you saying if you want to attract black viewers, have a character named Ray Ray?
Well, I'm just saying you got to have somebody we can relate to.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, we didn't watch, you know, we didn't love All in the Family, but every time he mentioned something about George and the cleaners and the movie, we were like, all right, yeah, there we go. The Mooley, okay, there we go.
OG explains it perfect. We can't relate with anybody in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on.
I can't exactly relate to the Italian mafia life, but I enjoyed the show.
No, it ain't like that with us. No, we got to have somebody that we can relate to. I ain't watching it. I ain't turning it on. We can relate to somebody being loud. I used to go, you remember when you used to go and watch it at Monterano's or something? Just be so loud. Why so loud? It's loud. Like the Sopranos, so loud. Why so loud?
Yeah, Monterano's does have it turned up to a decibel level that was a little bit painful.
Like, it's so loud. You go to Oakland Park when they had it at the Hard Rock. You go to Hard Rock. Yo, why so loud, though, dog? Like, I get it.
It's like Avatar. Well, we can relate with Jake Sully. He loves his family. He loves his wife. But he ain't fool with all these other people.
Everybody's blue, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's blue.
Yeah, he's different blue. And they got Zoe in there. I like the one with Zoe.
All right, here's another one. Is Kraft macaroni and cheese a meal? Can I serve a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese as a meal?
To who? How old are you? Like five? Like four?
Middle school.
Absolutely not.
No?
Who's eating that? No. Nobody eating that.
I mean, I still eat it as a meal, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
but
no. I mean, you add something to it, like a sausage or something? Like a one rib or something?
Protein.
One rib.
Real protein.
One rib.
You got an egg to it. You add some peanut butter to it. I mean, eating macaroni and cheese out of the box?
Yeah. No way. It stands fine on its own. It's got the noodles. It's got the powder.
No, you think Lil Chan gonna come in from baseball practice in school and he just gonna eat a box of macaroni and cheese? Absolutely not.
Of course.
He wants some food.
That's food.
He gonna fight everybody in the house. He ain't gonna be like, yo, come get your son. He's swinging a bat. Why? Because you cooked a box of macaroni and cheese for the boy. That's why. No, you gotta ask me. You know, man, that's a side. It's a side. It's a side. Not a.
Thank you.
That ain't even really a side, to be quite honest.
What? Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Absolutely not. Don't stop it. Don't you.
You're 0 for 2 right now, Aranda.
No,
you think Lil OG got as big as Lil OG is by eating Kraft mac and cheese as a meal?
That would be my guess.
Absolutely not.
That is my guess.
You can't even trick him and put it in the oven and be like, this is a good one. No, man, no.
You try to bake it a little bit, it seem like it's an actual mac and cheese.
That sauce is different. The sauce gives it away. The yellow soupy water. I give it away.
All right, rushed for time today, so let me get into a couple Dolphins things here.
Go ahead.
Pro Football Focus ranked Malik Willis 30th on their list of starting NFL quarterbacks for the coming season, ahead of Jacoby Brissett. By the way, can you reconcile Malik Willis being ranked 30 out of all the quarterbacks in the league, or you think that's an extraordinarily low ranking?
No. I mean, you know, listen, if you just look at it as a business decision for me to move from Green Bay to Miami and get $45 million guaranteed, where you sign up at? I'll do that right now. But as far as quarterbacking is concerned, I mean, you know, I wouldn't rank him 30, but, you know, 27.5. Maybe.
That low.
I just, the sample size. And, you know, I didn't play against him. I saw him when he was at Liberty and they played Syracuse, and I watched him. And he's a good quarterback, and can he, you know, just like Jacoby Brissett or Teddy Bridgewater, make it happen? Of course he can make it happen. But as far as, you know, you got to look at where we are as a Dolphin, as a Dolphin fan, especially now we just saw the Knicks won. You know what I'm saying? We in the same boat, like, kind of the year since the title. Like, I just, you know, think that's a hard ask for Jacoby Brissett right now, and especially in the 3 years, you know, because we want 18 games, 18 good games, not two good games, four bad games. You know what I'm saying? How many games did he actually start at Green Bay last year, even last year? You know, like, that's a totally different animal, starting three games, even a playoff game, and coming to start 18 games. That's a big ass for a guy to do, in this type of climate, in this area. You know, that's a heavy ask. Now, you know, you can rate him wherever you want to rate him, but that's a tough ask.
OG, the everybody's talking about 5 wins is the best. How do they not have 5 wins? How do they get to 10?
Go trade for Patrick Mahomes.
I bet the over.
Did you really?
4.5 is the hard rock. I bet the over. We got to win 5 games. We don't win 5 games, we might as well.
They're worse than last year.
But we got to win 5 games, though.
I know it sounds easy. Yeah, we got to win 5 games. How?
By hook or crook, something will happen, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to have, like in soccer, we got to have the people have the party outside the opposing team's hotel and ring the alarm and keep them up or something. We got to win 5 games.
By hook or crook, man. Yeah, that's the way to do it. You're right.
Yeah, we got to win 5 games. 5 games, that's That's terrible. That's terrible. But that's why the ranking is there, because they got this, you know, us in Arizona got the lowest total. So we right there. We right there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's tough. And you know what? I don't know why we just, you know, why nobody ever labels it. Obviously, Jerry Jones is the best at doing this, and he's made an art of it by never letting the Cowboy fans think they're rebuilding. They always going to win the Super Bowl. He's the best that ever done it. There's nobody else better at marketing to their fans than Jerry Jones. I remember playing in the Cowboys at Quincy Carter. Jerry, you're not winning the Super Bowl with Quincy Carter. You're just not. Just not. Just not. Right? Just not. Just not. I mean, you just not.
Wow.
So, you know, we need to just say we rebuilding. This thing, you know, because in my mind, in my, you know, novice football mind, those 3 years, Malik Willis, we're just trying to figure out who is the next big quarterback we're going to get. And that's just being honest. That's just being honest. If I'm Malik Willis, I'm taking that contract every day of the week. Every day of the week. But 18 games, that's a tough ass. You're asking to be, you know, just as good or better than Josh Allen, and that just, you know.
Real quick, because we're out of time, I'll ask both you guys. Are you guys surprised that Tyreek Hill has not hooked on with a team yet?
No, I don't think he's really ready. I don't think he's ready yet.
He may not be ready physically, but I think he wants to be on a team and rehab with a team.
But I don't think that's the time and place right now to just hook on a team and just be there. You know, coming in the locker room, talking to the player, doing all that. It ain't his time. It's like, you know, Odell Beckham, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Just sit there until we get you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the only probably, you know, place he could go is the Chargers. Wouldn't be bad. I mean, Mike McDaniel knows him. You know what I'm saying?
Are you recruiting on the air right now?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, Tyreek, if you ain't doing nothing, man, I know some people out there. You know what I mean? like the tight end coach. I just don't think it's time. When he's fully healthy and people can see that he actually can, go out and be productive on the football field, then I think he'll get a job, no problem. But right now, I think, you know, I think he just had another procedure or whatever. I don't think it's time yet. October, he'll get a lot of looks.
Yeah, Hawk, I'm with OG. I think he's going to come back, and he doesn't want to do training camp. He's just coming off the injury. He don't want to do all that stuff. He don't want to go out there and wrestle with them young boys. He's going to come back week 3 or 4.
You think there's going to be a demand for him, though?
Kansas City.
I think so. Odell Beckham has done it 3-4 years, like every time, like even with us, like come back and, you know, there'll be somebody that took a hit. You know, to their lineup, and they need somebody to come in, and, you know, they don't need much. They don't need much. You know, he can, you know, run by somebody, do a reverse. They don't need much, and I think they will be. That's what I'm saying. 18 games, a long time. That's a long time. That's a lot of playing football. You know what I mean?
You keep saying 18, but it's 17. You know that.
18 weeks.
Oh, 18 weeks. I got you.
Yeah. 17 games,
it's going to be 18 games soon enough.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm just saying the whole 18-week process as a season, that's a tough road. Kind of the way you get your bye week, if you got your bye week after game 12, I mean, it ain't really a bye week. Or if you got your game at, you know, you got your bye week week 6, that ain't really a bye week.
I hope you didn't put a lot of money on over 4.5 wins.
I just want to leave you on that. I did. Every win, I'm going to call you. When we get to 5, I'm going to call you. Cause
I want to
hook or crook.
I want to put out a T-shirt by hook or crook over 4.5.
Over 4.5.
See you, Rondé. Rondé Gadsden, all guests on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana, brought to you by Kraft Mac and Cheese, the greatest dinner that you can
have. Not me. I'm brought to you. Not me.
I'm so I think surprised.
Who eats that?
I do.
You weigh like 167. That's probably why. nobody over 185 eat Kraft macaroni and cheese after they 8 years old, man. Nobody eat that.
Agree to disagree. We'll see you, Rondé.
All right, man. Later.
All right. Take a break. More Hochman, Crowder, and Solana to come.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Hamburger.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.